Bitcoin could snap to 90K in an instant. How is this possible? Why could this happen? Let's talk about how the Bitcoin price is currently in a parabolic curve chart pattern, what that means, and what to be prepared for as crypto investors. First things first, what is a parabolic curve in terms of price chart patterns? It's basically a trend in the price of something like a stock, or in this case, Bitcoin, that is rapidly increasing in a way that resembles a skewed parabola. And here's what's interesting about this type of price action. It's extremely difficult for humans to grasp and truly conceptualize a parabolic curve when basically the price increases exponentially versus linearly. Check it out. Linear growth looks like this. It's a straight line angled upwards, which represents consistent incremental growth. While exponential growth looks like this, a curve rising upwards at an angle before steepening straight up in a short period of time. So taking a closer look at a parabolic curve step-like formation on price charts, you can see that the price hits four base points before reaching a sell point. And note here, once base three is reached, the price could double in the shortest period of time in this formation. Now, if we apply this parabolic curve formation to Bitcoin's price chart, we can see here, the parabolic curve started here back in December of 2022. We hit base one of the parabola when Bitcoin was at 20K. Then about a year later, in October 2023, we hit base two of the parabola when Bitcoin reached 30K. In January 2024, here was base three of the parabola where Bitcoin reached 45K. So we are in the realm of possibilities where the price of Bitcoin is likely to double in the shortest period of time from base three. And right now we can likely consider this 70K level as base four of the parabolic curve formation. Crazy. For the first time in Bitcoin's entire history of existence, a new all-time high was reached right before a Bitcoin halving event. Typically, a new all-time high isn't reached until 12 to 18 months after a halving. The next Bitcoin halving is right around the corner, happening in about 25 days from now at the time of this video. Just 1 week ago, Bitcoin hit 61,000. And it's now back at this 70K resistance level. We are still in a bullish trend on the Moneyline tool, which is only 75% off for three more days using the link below. And considering we hit base three of the parabolic curve formation, where doubling of price happens in a short period of time, and we are now at base four, we may well be on our way to snapping to that $90,000 point very soon, which will be a sell point, or rather the next resistance level Bitcoin will battle in this part of the bull cycle. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to another episode of Crypto This Week. In this video, we will explore Bitcoin's journey to $100,000, how crypto markets work, and the news stories affecting the crypto markets this week. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Morales Money, iTrust Capital, and Tandrem Wallet. Know when to buy, sell, and hold crypto with the Moneyline tool we've been using for several months now to monitor bullish and bearish trends in the market, as well as find altcoin gems before they pump with Morales Money, which is 75% off for only three more days using the link below. Buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies as well as silver and gold tax-free with your own IRA or individual retirement account, or roll over your current 401k with iTrust Capital and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tandrem Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain. It's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now, and it's extremely affordable. So scroll down and use the links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. Based on the parabolic curve Bitcoin is currently in, here's what's likely to happen the rest of the year and potentially into 2025. Bitcoin could hit 90K around the time of the halving, and then break that parabolic formation, where we have a sell-off back down to maybe 70 to 75K. Then bounce around that price range in a sideways pattern through the summer before starting to climb higher towards the end of the year as well as into 2025 if this bull cycle is about the same length as previous ones. Like we've been discussing on the channel, if this bull cycle turns out to be shorter and more compressed due to big money, Wall Street involvement and manipulation, it's possible we see a blow-off top this year versus next year. As always, anything can happen. So referencing different things to explore different scenarios like history versus chart formations are all important to consider as crypto investors in the short and long term during bull cycles. The most important thing I'm keen on is if Bitcoin turns bearish on the Moneyline indicator, which at the time of this video would be if Bitcoin's price closed at around 57K on the weekly price chart. So be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and let me know in the comments below if you like monitoring flips from bullish to bearish trends together. At the end of the day, The journey to 100K and beyond will likely be tough and take multiple months, maybe 6 months or more of sideways, boring accumulation periods before facing that extremely psychological price point some of us have been waiting for years. Bitcoin often does this, has a crazy run-up, then a sell-off, extended period of sideways movement before taking off again and reaching new all-time highs. Either way, we need to stay open, flexible, prepared, and ready for anything and everything. Because a lot of times, people new to the crypto markets, or any financial markets for that matter, want certainty about what will happen in the future, what the price of something is going to be at a certain time. And the thing is, there are zero certainties in markets, only probabilities, only scenarios that are more likely or have a higher probability of happening than others. So it's important to understand the definition of a market so it helps us wrap our heads around what we are dealing with when it comes to price action and investing overall, especially in this new speculative tech. So what is a market? The definition of a market is twofold. One, a market is a place where people can physically go or digitally access to basically buy, sell, exchange, or trade goods and services. So a market can be a physical place like a grocery store, the mall, or a car dealership, or it can be a virtual environment like eBay, the Apple App Store, or cryptocurrency exchanges like Crypto.com, Coinbase, or Kraken, or even a decentralized financial exchange like Oneinch or Uniswap. And two, the term market can be used to describe the existence of people who have a desire to buy, sell, exchange, or trade a specific type of product, service, or asset. So this use of the term market is more abstract to describe, for example, the housing market. Believe it or not, there are a collection of people out there that want to buy and sell houses. You can also be more specific, like the Chicago housing market, or even more specifically, the Chicago condo market. People also use the term to ask if a market exists, which simply means, are there enough people out there who would want to buy, sell, exchange, or trade a particular good, service, information, or currency? For example, when creating a new good or service that doesn't currently exist, sometimes people perform market testing, which is just to see if there are people that would want to buy the good or service, how many people there are, and how much they're willing to pay for it. So when applying these definitions to the crypto markets, basically the crypto market represents digital assets people are willing to buy, sell, trade, and hold. And the price of these digital assets are determined by what people in this market are willing to pay for them. So if there are buyers willing to pay $75,000 for Bitcoin and sellers willing to sell Bitcoin at $75,000, then the price of Bitcoin will be $75,000. If no one is willing to pay $75,000 for Bitcoin, then the price won't reach that level. And willingness of people in this market to buy and sell digital assets at certain prices is based a lot on how they feel and their emotions. Putting all this together, we can see how the crypto market is extremely emotional. Human emotions are erratic, therefore price action is erratic. This is why there are no certainties in crypto, much less other financial markets like the stock market, etc. Knowing what the price of something will be in the future with complete certainty requires knowing how humans in the market are feeling and what actions they will take with complete certainty. So forget about certainties and focus on probabilities, which is more likely to happen than not at this point. Bitcoin eventually reaching 100K in the future, or never ever reaching 100K in the future. Based on everything we've been discussing and exploring on the channel, Bitcoin has a higher probability of reaching 100K eventually than not. However, there's always a chance the thing least likely to happen ends up happening. That's what probabilities are all about. So let me know what you think is more likely to happen than not in the comments below. Amazing. Let's get into some news stories we need to be aware of affecting the crypto markets this week. First, we all know the Bitcoin halving is happening in just a few weeks. So I challenge all of you before then to invest in your own cold storage hardware wallet, set it up, and transfer your Bitcoin off of exchanges before then so you can completely own and control it. I'm going to show you how easy it is to set up a wallet in less than 60 seconds and transfer crypto also in less than 60 seconds with Tangent Wallet. Opening the box, here we have the three cards. Next, installing the correct and official Tangent mobile app on our phones and opening the app, tap scan card and touch one of the cards to your phone like so. Next, click create wallet and tap the card to your phone again. Nice, now we have a crypto wallet. Let's create backups of it. Tap backup now and then tap add a backup card and tap the second card to your phone. Cool, now tap add a backup card again and tap the third card to your phone. Then tap finalize the backup process and enter an access code to secure your wallet. Re-enter the access code to verify it and then scan the primary card ending in the corresponding numbers on the screen that matches the card, holding it up to your phone until the operation is complete Then repeat this process for the two backup cards. That's it. It's configured and ready to use. So now let's move some Bitcoin we have from the Coinbase exchange together to our Tangent wallet in less than 60 seconds. Open the Tangent app, tap scan card, scan the card, enter your access code, scan the card again. And from here on the dashboard, press and hold Bitcoin, then tap copy address. Next, open the Coinbase exchange app, tap the send button, tap Bitcoin, paste the Tangent Bitcoin wallet address into the to field and tap continue. Enter the amount of Bitcoin we want to send. I always recommend sending a small amount to test to make sure everything is good to go. In this case, we are sending $100 worth of Bitcoin. Tap preview, then tap continue. Make sure everything looks good, then tap send now. And it's on its way. In a few minutes or so, we will open our Tangent app and see the $100 worth of Bitcoin we sent that we now completely own and control. Repeat the same process for any other cryptocurrency by copying the corresponding address on Tangent wallet. Also making sure we select the right network. Like for example, with Tether, there are many other available networks like Ethereum versus BNB Smart Chain versus Solana and more. Then repeat the same similar process on any other exchange you may have crypto on by using the send function, pasting the address in the recipient field, and checking to make sure everything looks good before sending. The process is actually much easier and simpler than most people new to crypto think, and it's a lot like riding a bike. I can try to explain how to ride a bike, show you how to ride a bike, you can read about riding a bike, however at the end of the day you need to get on the bike and ride it for yourself to learn. So start practicing transferring to and from different exchanges and wallets to prepare for this face melting bull cycle so you can take profits and potentially change your life with some nice gains. If you want to watch a full video on how to use Tangent, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above and scroll down and use links below for a nice discount and to access Tangent's correct and official site. Cool. This week, whales deposit over $1.5 billion worth of crypto to Coinbase. Volatility incoming. When investors deposit their crypto to exchanges, it usually indicates signs of the seller's pressure to come. However, it could also mean they will sell their Bitcoin and ETH holdings to buy something else. A bullish move. Either way, whale transfers are usually a definite sign of incoming volatility. And the traditional finance space may also be facing some rockiness. Warren Buffett's favorite market gauge hit a two-year high, signaling stocks are heavily overvalued and could crash. The Buffett indicator takes the combined market capitalization of all actively traded US stocks and divides that figure by the latest quarterly estimate for gross domestic product, GDP. Investors use it to compare the overall value of the stock market to the size of the national economy. So basically, the stock market has rallied to record highs this year due to hype around AI-related stocks, hopes that the Federal Reserve will start dropping interest rates soon, and ultimately avoid a recession. Either way, some analysts think we may be in bubble territory. We shall see. Also, this week, arguably one of the most powerful men in finance and potentially the United States at large, JP Morgan chief Jamie Dimon had White House lunch with Kamala Harris. The meeting comes after the Wall Street titan praised Donald Trump in Davos interview. Dimon, one of the most influential voices on Wall Street, also separately met White House chief of staff Jeff Zients while he was in Washington, as well as federal regulators and members of Congress. It could not be learned what was discussed at the meetings. The White House and JP Morgan, the largest US bank by assets, declined to comment. Dimon's meetings came as the banking industry has launched a lobbying effort against US regulators' proposal for more stringent bank capital rules. Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell said this month that there would be broad changes to the proposal. Dimon worked intensely with the Biden administration last year during the regional banking crisis, including holding talks with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on measures to rescue struggling institutions and protect depositors. Strange, yet not so if you've been following the channel, because, long story short, the Federal Reserve is a private central bank that was created in a secret meeting at a property owned by JP Morgan in order to give the illusion that the Federal Reserve has oversight over JP Morgan's bank, because people were complaining the bank was becoming too powerful. And it still is, as big bankers buy elections to buy politicians to create favorable regulatory environments they can perpetually make profit from. Also on their agenda is to centralize the banking system by causing smaller and medium-sized banks to fail so JP Morgan can buy them up, and ultimately, the goal is to create and enforce the use of a central bank digital currency they completely control. If you want to learn more about that, check out this video by clicking on the link above. They also have a plot to try to make it to where in order to have Bitcoin, we have to have an account with these big banks that hold it for us. And they may potentially try to create a new fork of the Bitcoin network that they tweak to completely control as well. We explore this and more in this video you can check out by clicking on the link above. At the end of the day, the main network banks and other financial institutions use, SWIFT, embraces central bank digital currencies after Sandbox success, promises it can handle digibucks and tokenized assets without new infrastructure, maybe next year. One of the many sanctions imposed on Russia after its illegal invasion of Ukraine was exclusion from the Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, SWIFT, the messaging network that most of the world's banks use to move money across borders. So important is SWIFT to the world economy that Australian authorities have described Russia's removal from the network as the nuclear option of financial sanctions. It is that debilitating to be cut off from the network. Look, with BRICS new currency incoming, more CBDCs in the works, X, formerly Twitter, vying to become a payment network, Apple potentially pivoting to become a payment network, there's just a huge arms race around the world to become the next main payment network. So it's now more important than ever as crypto investors to pay attention to what's going on around the world, stay flexible, be prepared, and make sure we completely own and control our crypto and digital assets with our own self-custody cold storage hardware wallets. Awesome. So if you would like to increase your chances of making gains by buying and selling altcoins at the right time using the money line, check out this video. If you would like to learn the best proven strategy in crypto, which is how to DCA, dollar cost average, into the crypto markets, check out this video. And to get your very own Tantrum wallet to completely own and control your crypto, click on this link. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.